It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up, the worst. We got stuff to give away. 312-981-7200. Text us what your worst is, and we will be giving away the top three. We've got some tickets to the big soccer match that's going to be at Soldier Field. We've got gift certificates to home improvement stores. We've got tickets to theater, the producers, so much to give away here. Also coming up later in the program, live music from the band Marrow. They are opening for Maceo Parker at Millennium Park coming up in June, which I think would just, that's what a choice gig. It's one awesome. Can't wait to have them here. They're going to perform some live stuff. 2 years ago, Chicago diners mourned the news that the Pilsen favorite Knightwood closed up shop. The restaurant was a favorite for not only the neighborhood, but for foodies from around the city. It made chef Jason Vincent a local star, and it led to nominations at the James Beards and other places. Fast forward to this spring, it was announced that Chef Vincent is back. He's partnering on a new Logan Square concept giant with Ben Lustbader and Josh Perlman. Good news for Chicagoans who missed Vincent. Jason Vincent, welcome back to the download. Well, you've never been here before, but I feel like welcome back to the scene.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Do you feel good being back?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You and I were just talking about our kids and all that kind of stuff. I have two little kids, you know, it's definitely, I'm not going to say it's not bittersweet. You know, it's restaurant industry gets
right
hard and hard and hard, but you know, you do what you love and you do what you were born to do, I guess.
Is that why you walked away from Knightwood?
It was part of it. Yeah. We had our second daughter and, I got to spend the past 2 years with her. You know, I feel like kind of a jerk. You know, I did that selfish thing where it's like, I mean, Ben and Josh were still working, you know, and I was changing diapers and being the mom and the dad, and my wife is a beautiful mom and dad, and you know, it's
well, take us through. I mean, if people say that, I mean, but working in a kitchen is a long day. Take us through like a prototypical day for what you would be doing at Knightwood.
At Knightwood, we got regimented after a few years. But you know, no matter how regimented you get in the restaurant business, I could tell you my day yesterday or 5 years from now, and it's never going to be the same. It's a 15-hour day, no matter how you cut it. I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and he was like, "So what are you going to do when you start again?" And I'm just like, "I don't know. I'm going to drop the kids off. They're both dropped off by like 9 o'clock, and I'm going to go to work." He's like, "When are you going to be done?" I'm like, "I don't know, like 1, 2." He's like, "What do you mean, like siesta, like in the afternoon?"
Right.
Like, I'm like, "No, dude, like a.m." He's like, "You just spelled out like three of my days."
Right.
And it's, you know, whatever. I'm definitely not falling on my sword. I'm not crying about it, but it's that's how it goes, you know.
Were you surprised at the sort of, I mean, it's a, you probably weren't surprised, but were you, you know, what was your feeling to the way that not only Pilsen and Bridgeport and the neighborhoods sort of lobbed on to Knightwood, but that it was such a success that people were coming from all over the city and the country to come to Knightwood for what you were doing there. Was that did you expect that to happen when you started that restaurant?
I'm not going to say I never had the scene in the mirror where you look at yourself and you're like combing your hair and you go, "Whoa, this is going to be awesome. There's going to be people like waiting or whatever." I mean, there was, you know, it was a tough road. There was, we opened strong at Knightwood, and then the location kind of, it is kind of the other side of the planet to some people.
Well, right there in Halsted. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, I remember really frequently saying to people like in year two and three, like, you know, pretend like you're going to a VAC and then stay on the freeway for 30 seconds. that's all you have to do when you're there. And it was humbling, absolutely, that we were getting people from, like, you know, the north side at all, but we were getting a lot of them, which was great. So you know, we thought about, like, when we were talking about Giant, we were like, you know, there's cheap rent in Pilsen, there's cheap rent in Bridgeport, and you got guys like Kevin Hickey, mm-hmm, who are doing the Duck Inn, and it's amazingly great, you know, in Bridgeport and other places in Pilsen that are opening up. We considered it, you know, we looked at spaces, and it just It just so happened that we landed in Logan Square.
Well, we'll talk about Giant, but we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk about what you guys are planning there. But, you know, for you, one of the things I read was that you learned a lot about the restaurant industry by walking away. Like, as you return to the scene and do this again, what did you learn from what happened at Nightwood?
Well, you know, it's a different perspective. Like, when you're immersed in it, when you're doing it 15 hours a day, like, you can't look up. You can't understand what's going on around you outside of your space. You know, like, there's the baseball manager's analogy. Like, I can only manage my team, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's two sides of that coin. It's like, that's a good thing and a bad thing, because in the restaurant business, you got to see what's going on. You got to know what's going on.
You got to pick up on trends. You got to change the way you're thinking about things. Yeah.
Trends, not so much, but changing the way you're thinking about things is hugely important, because I'm an incredibly stubborn person, and you know, you latch onto something, you say, well, we're doing it this way, and this is why we're doing it this way. And you have like a good reason for it internally. And it's a bonehead move, you know, and it takes sitting at home maybe for 2 years, like changing poofy diapers, to make you say, oh, you know what? I blew that. I didn't do a good job on that. And like, you know, I need to really realign my protocol.
Well, surround yourself with good people.
Absolutely.
Ben and Josh included. Absolutely. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Chef Jason Vincent, who has reemerged on the scene. His restaurant, Giant, will be opening within the month, would you say?
I would say within the month.
In Logan Square. We'll talk about that concept.
I'm also a liar.
2019. It'll be open before the Lucas, right after the Lucas.
Yeah,
right after the Lucas Museum opens up. You can go to Giant as well. No, it'll be coming up this sometime soon. But I'll ask you about that coming up here. We'll be right back here on The Download. Stay with us. It's The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest in studio, Chef Jason Vincent. He's the partner on the new Logan Square restaurant, Giant. He was the man behind, with others, Nightwood in Pilsen, which closed up shop 2 years ago, and he's back. So let's talk about Giant. I mean, you teased it out a little that you looked in spaces in Pilsen and Bridgeport. What drew you to Logan Square?
You know, I worked with a really great realtor for this kind of stuff. And it was just one of those things. We were talking to like landlords on another space, who are really great guys. And if anybody wants their names, you know, about the space, they're amazing. It had nothing to do with them, but it was a really big space. You know what I mean? And, I kind of think I have, what's it called? Like idiots syndrome or something, where you don't feel like you belong, or what's it called? Like interloper syndrome.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah. And it's like, it was a really big space. I need a learning curve. Ben and I talked about it a lot. It wasn't right. It was like three times the money, three times the build out, three times the management, yada, yada.
Well, I mean, I could understand the concept of growing into a space or wanting to have a restaurant that's bigger because you can put more butts in seats and be able to turn.
Sure.
That's part of being a restaurateur in Chicago, is trying to be smart enough with how big your restaurant is, not just get the, like, oh, this used to be a Target. Yeah, we'll take this spot, as opposed to, you know, a storefront, which is, I mean, that is a constant kind of ebb and flow, especially when it comes to, you know, choosing a space that might be too small. What happens if you have the same success you had and people are lining up around the corner?
Is that a bad thing? Right. And B, I'm not a restaurateur, man.
But you surround yourself with them, right?
Well, like we're kind of going at this like, you know, in a pretty analog version of restaurateurs. Like we're restaurant guys, like cumulatively or whatever. We have, you know, what, like 40 years experience. Great. You know, like we're all boneheads. I mean, we're going to open this small place that we're cooking at, like, and it seems novel, you know, like, but it's just one of those things that it kind of tucks me in at night. you know, it subdues my neurosis a little bit. It's still terrifying, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But we are going to be there.
You've talked a little bit in sort of previewing the concept that for the fans of Nightwood, it's not going to be the same thing. It's not going to be the sort of more expansive or outlandish stuff you were doing at Nightwood. This is a different concept. Explain what you're doing at Giant.
Well, I think at Nightwood we were given free rein to do whatever we wanted, which was really beautiful of the partners there to let us do, and we definitely benefited from it. But you know, we did some weird stuff. We shook out the cobwebs a little bit, I guess. Here we're hoping to do very recognizable food. You know, like just food. Like, it's so weird that people don't just make food anymore. And you know, this is maybe a little bit off topic or not the information that you wanted or whatever. But it's like, I've had the time over the past 2 years to like look at menus, and I'm a menu nerd. Like Josh brings me menus every time he goes to New York. I love looking at them, but like a trend over the past, however many years, 2 years that I've noticed, is people will write their menus. Chefs will write their menus as like, you know, normal thing, normal thing, normal thing, weird thing. And it's like this punctuation mark. It's like this like exclamation point or whatever. And we may use the weird thing. You know, I'm not saying we're not. Like, we have a big pantry, a global pantry, if you will, at our disposal. And it'd be silly to like, you know, turn our backs on it. But man, like, I got to be honest, we're not going to put the weird thing on the menu. Like, we want people to like sit there.
Well, there's a bit of pretension to it, but there's also
it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and it also, I would say, puts a lot of stress on the consumer as well, because stress, then you feel like you're there, yes, you're spending absolutely. Money, you don't know what it is, so you're like, but I'm sure I know. You know, yeah, I'll take that.
Right, and it becomes like a, you know, like kind of a contest. Like, do I know more than the waiter? Does the waiter know more than me? And it's like, I get real nervous when I go out to dinner, you know, just like as a normal person, like it's like a thing. And I don't want to feel like anybody's thinking they're better than me or, you know, like, I don't know. I just want it to be like a place where people go and eat and like,
what's a place for you? I mean, you know, you're a family guy, you probably don't have a lot of time to go out and eat, but you know, from your days at Nightwood, even what kind of restaurant do you like in Chicago? What are the kind of places that, you know, a Jason Vincent goes to?
Yeah. Without the little girls, when my wife and I go out, we love going to Fat Rice, Parachute, Bar Marta, I think, mm-hmm. is doing an amazing job. Just normal, like that, like normal places, like it's delicious before it's interesting, but it's still interesting, you know, like that's the creed, you know, and I'm really interested to try Royster. Our anniversary is coming up, so I'm kind of like mind grinding on where my wife and I are going to go. But like, you know, I don't know. Like there's, but that's, you know, to be honest, that's not to take away from like the places that are doing stuff that I don't necessarily, you know, either have the money to or the desire to like go hang out for like a 5-hour meal. Those guys are like at the top of their game. You know, and I emulate that. Ben emulates that. Josh emulates that. Like our goal is to be way better than you expect, but we want it to be like just okay to come in.
Well, there's so much. I mean, what's happened in the last, you've been a part of it, but I mean, the last decade in Chicago restaurants has been this cult of celebrity. This unbelievable, you know, way in which chefs become more than chefs. They become brands, and after brands, they become empires. I mean, it's like, it's amazing to watch some restaurants, even, you know, right here on this strip on Michigan Avenue, but over West Loop, just open restaurant after restaurant after restaurant. I mean, do you see yourself, you know, right now you're starting with Giant and Logan Square, you know, getting back in the game. Do you see yourself with a career trajectory like that? I mean, is that something where you want to do, where it's like there's a couple of Jason Vincent restaurants in Chicago?
Well, I mean, if I'm looking at it from a I have kids and I need to put them through college, like, you know, looking glass or whatever, microscope, some other piece of scientific equipment that makes things bigger to my eye. I mean, it'd be silly not to say yes. But at the same time, it's like if you don't make the first one good, who cares? You know, like, what's the point of doing Blackbird if it's terrible? You know what I mean? You're never going to do a VAC. You're never going to do Big Star. Like, you have to be in the moment. You have to, like, concentrate on the moment and really, really, really dial it in. Really tune up that microscope, or however you make microscope looking things bigger. But you know what I mean? It's like,
you got to hit a home run.
You got to hit a home
run. At least
run,
a double.
But you got to learn how to hit first. Right. That's the point. Like, you got to take batting practice. You got to clean your cleats. You got to tighten your gloves. You got to get your timing down. You got a lot to do before you hit a home run. So that's what we're doing, you know. And if we hit a home run, yeah, of course. Like, we have ideas. It's not like our ideas stop with, like, let's do a 44-seat restaurant. Like, it'd be silly not to do another one.
What, as final question here, what is, you know, we kind of joked around the idea of when you're opening. What's the hurdles? I mean, is it when you're opening?
God.
No, right?
That's
but
a
when
big
you're
question.
Opening a restaurant, I mean, is it just permits and making sure you're legit with the city? Is it making sure your food is right and your menu's right? Is it, you know, front of house design? What is it that you need to button up right before you open a restaurant?
Man, that's a question.
That's a question.
I mean, like, I'm again a novice at the. This is my sixth restaurant opening. My first one was when I was 15. I was a dishwasher in Cleveland, so I was a dishwasher for that restaurant opening. I've gone through restaurant openings at just about every on every rung of the ladder. So this is gonna be my first as an owner, and it's amazing, like, how naive I was. There's a lot to do. It's nothing insurmountable, but the word rabbit hole pops into my head a lot. You know, it's like, I don't even remember when I don't remember the day when I said, okay, you know what, we're gonna do this. Like, we signed this lease in August, you know, and like, we did literally nothing in that space, literally nothing. And we barely went in there for the first 3 months for a whole abatement period. You know, it's like, I didn't have a contractor. I didn't have an architect. I didn't have, like, it's amazing.
Chef Jason Vincent of Knightwood fame is about to open his new restaurant, Giant, which is over on Armitage in Logan Square.
Bonehead.
He and his other boneheads, Ben Lustbader and Josh Perlman, are the partners in this. Looking forward to it. That's a great stretch right there with Scofflaw and the...
That's amazing.
Yeah, so a nice addition to Armitage over there. Chef Jason Vincent, thanks for being my guest, and good luck with the restaurant.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.